Okay, here we are yet again. Welcome all to yet another episode of PathQuest. Today's topic is from data to decisions, where we unravel the mysteries behind business intelligence. Well, before we get started, let's hear it from everyone. Where is everyone joined from? What country, city, and what brought you here? If you've got any questions, you may put those in the comments. Maybe at the end of the podcast, as we open up for the question and answers, or you can ask even while we are doing the podcast. All right, so folks, join us as we explore the transformative power of data analytics, uncovering how businesses can harness this valuable resource to make informed decisions and drive success. Let's unlock the secrets within the data together. And today we are diving deep into the world of data-driven insights with our esteemed guest, Tom Johnson, a seasoned regional sales director with a knack for turning numbers into actionable strategies. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Tom. Now, to kick things off, could you share a bit about your background and what sparked your interest in business intelligence?
Yeah, thanks, Amit. Excited to be here, you know, and discuss the world of data-driven insights and business intelligence. So, you know, my journey into the world of BI began with a simple curiosity about how businesses make decisions. I've always been fascinated by the intersection of data and strategy and how harnessing the power of information can drive success in today's, you know, competitive landscape. So, through that curiosity, it led me down the path of studying data analysis and eventually diving into the realm of the business intelligence.
Yeah, that's fascinating. It's really amazing how you know, a simple curiosity can lead to such impactful discoveries. Now let's delve into our topic for today, from data to decisions, the role of BI in decision making. Now, in your experience, how crucial is data analysis in guiding strategic decisions for businesses?
You know, every day companies generate vast amount of data from various sources. So whether it's sales figures, customer feedback, or market trends, without proper analysis, this data remains just that, data. But when analyzed effectively, it transforms into valuable insights that, you know, can inform strategic decisions, drive growth, and ultimately lead to your success.
Absolutely. So, you know, what are some common challenges businesses face when it comes to leveraging data for decision making, and how can they overcome such hurdles?
Yeah, so businesses often struggle with data quality issues. You know, as studies show, that poor data quality costs U.S. businesses around $600 billion annually. You know, and additionally, data silos hinder decision-making, with 73% of companies unable to access the data they need. So to overcome these challenges, companies should invest in data governance practices, implement robust, you know, data integration solutions, and foster a data-driven culture to ensure accurate and accessible data for informed decision-making.
Wow, that's huge. Building a data-driven culture is key to unlocking the full potential of business intelligence. Now, you know, looking ahead, how do you see the future of business intelligence evolving? And what opportunities do you foresee for businesses in this space?
Yeah, it kind of works hand in hand with AI. So with the future of BI, we'll witness a surge in data-driven decision-making with AI automation enhancing predictive analytics. We see by 2025, it's estimated that 75% of businesses will leverage AI for BI and data analytics. So opportunities lie in harnessing real-time insights. 89% of business leaders believe real-time data will boost revenue growth. Embracing BI innovations can help companies stay agile and competitive in an increasingly dynamic market, workplace, and landscape.
Wow, that's great to find out. And what are some key strategies or methodologies discussed for transforming raw data into actionable insights?
Well, it involves various methodologies, including data cleaning. There's exploratory data analysis and advanced analytic techniques like machine learning. So according to a survey I read by Forbes, 76% of businesses believe that data-driven decisions are significant for achieving competitive advantages, highlighting the importance of effective data transformation strategies.
Yeah. And how do you address the challenges and potential pitfalls in the data decision process?
So navigating the data decision process involves addressing pitfalls like bias, which is responsible for $13 billion in U.S. revenue loss annually, and data quality issues, costing U.S. businesses $3 trillion yearly. So crazy numbers. Mitigating these challenges require robust validation methods and diverse perspectives. So ensuring data-driven decisions yield accurate and equitable outcomes.
My God, $3.1 trillion cost yearly. Oh God. Are there any specific technologies or tools that you can mention which facilitates effective data analysis and decision-making?
Yeah, our tool, PathQuest BI, offers interactive data visualization. So it's improving comprehension by 323%, according to the IDC. Python libraries like Pandas and NumPy expedite data manipulation, enhancing efficiency by 45%. Machine learning platforms like TensorFlow and PyTorch elevate predictive analytics, yielding accuracy improvements up to 72%. And these are just a few. There's many out there, especially our PathQuest BI tool. That's why we're here today.
Right. Great informative tools you've talked about. Now, do you have any examples of successful data-driven decisions resulting from insights shared here?
Sure. So in a marketing podcast, a company learned that I listened to recently, a company learned from data analytics that targeting a specific demographic group increased sales by 25%. In a healthcare podcast, insights from patient data reduced readmission rates by 30% through personalized treatment plans. So these examples highlight how data-driven decisions shared via podcasts lead to the tangible results, with metrics demonstrating significant improvements in various industries.
Okay, all right. And how does one navigate the balance between data-driven insights and human intuition in decision-making process?
So navigating the data, human intuition balance is akin to a dance between the tangible and the intangible. So while data provides a solid foundation, human intuition adds depth. Research suggests that, you know, organizations embracing both achieve superior results. For instance, a McKinsey study found companies integrating data and intuition in decision making were 6% more profitable than those relying solely on just data.
Oh, I mean, if such is the case, then are there discussions on the ethical considerations surrounding the use of data in decision making? And if so, what perspectives are presented?
Yeah, so they're abundant. A survey by Pew Research Center found that 66% of Americans are concerned about how companies use their data. And perspectives vary. Some argue for strict privacy regulations to protect individuals, while others prioritize data-driven decision-making for societal benefits. So ethicists emphasize transparency, accountability, and consent into data practices. The dialogue encompasses diverse viewpoints reflecting the complexities of balancing innovation with privacy rights.
Right. What role does storytelling play in conveying data insights and influencing decision makers?
So it's, you know, influences decision makers by engaging their emotions and logic. So research shows that 65% of people are visual learners, and narratives paired with data are 22 times more memorable. So effective storytelling can increase data retention up to 300%. And that's driving informed decisions and actions.
Well, that's huge, 300%. And can you summarize any case studies or real world examples that illustrate the impact of business intelligence on decision making?
Yeah, there's a case study by Gartner. A retailer implemented BI tools, resulting in a 20% reduction in excess inventory and a 10% increase in sales. Additionally, I read a healthcare provider utilized BI to analyze patient data, leading to a 15% decrease in readmission rates. So these are just examples of, you know, highlight how BI enables data-driven decisions, and it's fostering efficiency and improving outcomes across various industries.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much, Tom, for sharing such a nice insights and expertise with us today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks, Amit. Great to be here again.
Yeah, well, that said, we open for questions. So if anybody's got any questions related to the podcast, related to BI, anything, please mention that in the comment and we can address that.